Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Shall we just start with our assignment from yesterday?
Yes, please. That sounds good.
Well, it does, but my computer is not cooperating. Hang on 1 second. Well, we had 3 assignments to read. That's why it's not.
Right.
All right. So our June... Actually, Sherry, would you truly give me 1 second because my computer
is
frozen.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Fine. We're fine.
Well, I'm just going to have to read the assignment from the 16th and the 18th because the 17th won't come up. So here we go.
Ah, all right.
On Friday we had, few are those who see with their own eyes please. And feel with their own hearts. The difficulty we face is the failure to recognize that what we think of as ourselves is not. The eyes we're seeing with are ego's eyes. What we feel trapped in the grip of an illusion of separation from life has nothing to do with our heart. Ego is desperate to prevent us from having a direct, authentic experience of life. The fear is understandable. Once we experience life directly, without ego's spin, we will devote ourselves to practicing seeing with our own eyes, the clear eyes of the intelligence that animates, and we will not settle for less than feeling with our own heart. Today, practice bringing attention to this here now, the place of clear-eyed, open-hearted, direct, and authentic experience of life. That was our Friday assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to access the June 17th, but yesterday was fear grows in darkness. If you think there's a bogeyman around, turn on the light. One of the great tricks of ego is to get us to focus on fear so we don't notice the darkness. We're meant to get caught up in worry, anxiety, and urgency, along with a vague or horrific image of the future, and not notice we're here in life where we're actually fine. If we realize something wrong not in us is also fear, we can get a better sense of the process ego uses to distract us. Think about that. Worry about that. Be anxious about that. Gets us to focus on the imaginary as real life dims into darkness. The only part of life that's then illuminated is what's inside conditioned mind, and therefore it seems to be what's real. To turn on the light, we need simply to turn the attention to this here now, where our body is, to what we can see, hear, taste, smell, and touch. Today, when you find yourself being tricked into believing the imaginary world of ego is real, practice coming to your senses. Get into this here now. Breathe and watch the lights come on. So here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Esther.
Hello, Esther.
Hi, Esther.
Hi. I think I just experienced live what it meant to breathe and watch the lights come on by I'm having physical issues, and I was laying down on bed and I thought I want to listen to something from Living Compassion. So I was listening to Open Air, and it was when you were talking with someone with respect to kindness. And I was thinking, I could do that practice for myself. And for some reason, I totally had lost, you know, what time it was and all that. And I was thinking, but I have to get dinner ready. And I thought, but it's the radio show right now. And so I thought, what a kindness it would be for this human if she would just let herself lay on the bed flat with the back flat and keep listening to something very kind and inspiring. So Mm-hmm. Conditioning was going, no, but, blah, blah. And I thought, I'm going to get my computer.
Yes, because the wonderful part of that for all of us is there you are in circumstances that are difficult, and it just keeps dropping in how you can be with yourself, right? The intelligence just keeps dropping that information in, and then you get to watch conditioning try to sabotage that with
yep.
the, well, but, yeah, but you can't, and you just stay right with life's guidance. And there you are.
Yeah,
in
and then,
a place
and
of
then,
kindness for the human.
Yeah, and I was really like, oh, I need to write this down, because what Sherry was, you know, suggesting to this other Sangha member, I could use that practice.
That's right. And I have an even better one that's easier. You could
okay.
just record it.
Record what?
You could just record it. Instead of writing it down, because writing it down,
yeah.
First of all, it's not the same experience as I keep hammering away at people about, but it's also something you have to do. You know, there are lots of steps involved, so you have to go get something to write with and something to write on, then you have to go back to the place and you have to find the place, and then you have to, you know, it's laborious
mm-hmm.
to write something like that. Because, you know, you have to start and stop and go back and did you get it right? And all. But if you're recording, first of all, you can just record it on your recorder, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put your recorder there and record it. And then you can follow that with what you saw in that on the recording. Now you've made the whole thing yours. And it's yours that you're going to be able easily to return to anytime you choose. Now, where did I write that? What was that? And again, it's just something that you have to do, which is a way ego, of course, puts distance between us and us. But if it's on your recorder, there it is. And you can look for it if it has a name. Or if it's just shuffling along, all of a sudden it'll be there and you'll go, oh, right. And in my experience, and I bet yours, it'll be there at exactly the right time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So here I am.
So here you are.
Here I
am. To the human.
Yep. And thank you to all.
Thank you to all. Boy, isn't that the? I mean, we just there. That's a place to live. Thank you to all.
Yep.
Thank you, Esther.
Thank you.
Take good care of you. I know you will. All
thank
right.
you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Esther. That's just lovely, Sherry, that whole ability to recognize where we are. We are in a process of fear and separation, and therefore we are in that sense of being separate from life, and then we do what makes us come back to here, and that was that assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, I have June 17th up if you want me to read it, Sherry, or shall we just keep going?
Oh, I think we can just keep going on.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Emily from Seattle.
Well, hello, hey. Emily. Long time no see.
Yeah, it seems like a long time. I was thinking of calling this morning because it was a really hard day yesterday. It was my first day back. From the week at the retreat, and then I, you know, barely gotten a chance to look at the assignments through my hundreds of emails were waiting for me, and then I got on the call, and it was like the change that happened when I pressed *6 and just knew.
Oh.
Knew to do that, it was just
uh-huh.
like all the compassion and gratitude that I discovered at the retreat just came back to me in a flood and just crowded out the fear and self-hate and reasons for not calling it. Was just like, it. I knew what to do. And that was like, it was like what happened at the retreat, that it was just this growing compassion that just crowded everything else out. It was,
yeah.
It was,
it's so,
so
powerful
quick
to realize, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. And to get it, we're conditioned to believe that that negativity, the self-hate, all of that is what's really true. It's what's really real, and it's bigger than anything.
Yeah.
And that's just it. So it's basically hopeless. You know, go do whatever you want to do, but that's who you are. And that is the bottom line, and it's going to win out because it's what's true and what's real. And all this loving kindness and compassion stuff is, it's nice for some people, but it's not real. It's airy fairy. And then you have the experience of, nope, actually, what is not real is that negativity, that crapola. That's what's not real.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
just seems big because we're used to giving it all of our attention. But then you
yeah.
just watch compassion come in and basically sweep it out of existence and go, okay,
yeah.
I want to be on that team. That, I want to be with that.
Yeah, I definitely want to be on that team. Yeah,
uh-huh.
it was just the importance of connecting was so clear to me. Like,
yes.
that is, to
yes.
do that is so important.
Yes, yes, and yes. Which is why Sangha is so important, right? And
yeah.
why you know it in yourself and you watch it in everybody else and we hear it in one another. The campaign by ego to get us to be separate and oh, no, you're too tired. You don't have time. No, you need – it's Esther. You know, you need to get dinner ready, even though you're lying
oh,
in bed.
Yeah.
Right? But you got to struggle out of bed and get in there and fix dinner. You can't take care of you. Right? And so for us to prioritize being together, always being with the people who remind us of what is actually true and real and important in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to stick together.
Yeah. So that was nice.
Good.
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 Thank you.
So you're right back. You're right back in retreat reality.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And of
nice.
Course it's gonna come after you, right? I mean, it's gonna try to make today the worst day of your life and the next day the worst day. It's always gonna do that.
Yeah.
Always. And we can just count on it.
And
right?
coming home
know,
like it was
oh,
like, well, no, today. This is the day. There are 100 things to take care of and all
yeah.
these people are here.
Yeah.
This is really you don't
yeah.
have the chance. You've been gone a week. You,
yeah. You yeah, need to you, pay. You need
yeah.
to pay a big price for that, sister.
Oh yeah.
Not only were you gone for a week, but you were having a good time.
Yeah.
Right. You were being unfaithful to self-hate for all that time.
Exactly.
And
you, yeah.
You need to pay a big price for that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So I was watching yesterday, but it was
yeah.
I was aware of what was going on, but it was hard.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's a big, big, burly, ugly habit we have. And
yeah.
that's why it's so important for us not to let it set standards for how quickly we need to move through this. Because that's going to be the other one. Well, you went on that
oh.
retreat. You saw
oh,
that
right.
stuff. And look, you're still in the same place.
And you can't so. Call in and report on how badly you're doing the next day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. And then I won't be doing badly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I saw happen.
Yeah.
So that was
all right.
Good.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Stay
thank
close.
Thank you so much. Okay, I will. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Emily. Oh, that was just so inspiring, Sherry, to me, because, it's that place where conditioning frames the narrative that you're doing so badly, you can't actually reach out. But the reaching
yeah.
out is the movement to the connection of support, which life is
always willing to offer. But we never say it that way. We always say, oh, my God, I'm doing so badly. I can't call in, but I'm calling in because, rather than reflect that authenticity that wants to be mirrored and wants to receive the support of life.
Yes, yes. And that's what's underneath all the right?
Yes.
And that's what we're responding to. The heart is calling, and we're listening to the heart.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
All right. Here's our next caller. And truly, it seems to me that technology is not working in our favor, but let's try this one.
Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? It, just FYI, Sherry, it feels like half of my queue went away, but a large section of people have fallen off the queue. So if you were on the queue before, please put yourself back in.
Okay. Hi, this is Mark.
Hey,
Hi,
Mark.
This is Mark. Hi, I'm calling you from green, wet Vermont.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah,
wow, could you just shoot a little of it over to us, please, those of us frying out here?
You know how sometimes when you've had quite an experience, like at the monastery or some kind of mild awakening experience, and you go outside and you go, oh, my God, you know, well, this is green. This is so green. It's like phosphorescent.
yes indeed. It's like, was it always like this? Did
exactly. I missed it.
yeah.
So that kind of gets us to the question, one of the three questions at hand, and that is, I was of course traveling across country on a long airplane trip. I'm sure you know what that's like. And and I had downloaded some YouTube videos, and one of them was of a neurologist describing how the brain deals with information. And, of course, it reminded me that the brain actually doesn't, you know, if I just look at something, I'm not really paying attention, but just kind of pass over it. Apparently, the brain provides most of the information based on history. And you're not actually seeing what you're looking at. It may update a little bit of the information, maybe 10-15%, but you're not seeing. And that's, you know, I just spent 3 or 4 days going, wow, look at that.
Uh-huh. Really looking at, bringing everything to. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and that goes to the green, right? It's like, wow, that's really green.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And the quote of, it's not what we see, but what makes the eyes, it's not what the eyes see, but what makes the eye see.
Yeah.
And that's what you're actually tuning into, right? You're actually attending to awareness.
I think there's willingness in there somewhere. I am willing. I am actually, I wish to see more. I wish to experience it better. Yeah.
Yes.
And
to be more present.
Because it's more fun, actually.
Oh, yes. In fact, to step back from it, there's when people, like, say, people like me, say, right here, right now, we have the choice between heaven and hell.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're experiencing, right? Because if you gave all of that attention to that hateful voice of negativity, it would have you in hell. And then you give all of that attention to awareness of life, and you're in heaven. Nothing has happened to anything. Right? Except that shift.
Isn't that wonderful? That's such
it
a treat.
Is. It is wonderful. You didn't improve. You didn't become a better person. You didn't drop bad habits. You didn't atone. Yeah. You didn't, no, nothing.
Right.
You just shifted attention.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so I spent a little time, in the Daily Recollection, it talks about emptiness is not different from form, and form is not different from emptiness. And
heaven and hell are one.
It suddenly struck me that where I'm experiencing form, so I'm looking at a shape, I'm experiencing the table or the grass or whatever it is, that's also, by following that that suggestion, it's also emptiness. It's like space. And
yes.
So I was the last time we talked, you suggested that sitting there and really, really getting into the sunrise, just not to get complacent about that. And so I wondered, what else is there? And looking for the emptiness, the space, whoa.
Well, yes, and so if we show back to that, not what the I see is, but what makes the I see. So in that, if the intelligence is, the word is tangible, that's coming to me right now. But so we'll just have to go with And then so there's the form, and then there is the emptiness. And it's not that, it's not that body and mind heavily influence one another. They are one.
Yeah.
They're the same, right? One is tangible, visible. You can see it, touch it. And the other is not. But they are one, which is what you're closing in on.
Ah, well, you've given me another, 10 years to work with.
10 years of fun, huh?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? There's nothing better to do, thank you very much.
That's right. Well, and with what we've been talking about this morning, it drops in to really look at something. It just drops in. Right, it just appears there, and so there's there's that experience of it, and then there's the here it is in form, in material. I bet Ashwini could help me out with this, but so seeing both of those, or sensing both of those simultaneously.
Right. So let me see if I can reflect that a little bit. So I actually, the experience of the thing is more than just the thing.
Yes.
If there's a, there's something, there's another, it's when you're talking about the intelligence that animates coming in or the intuitive response or however, if I'm simply looking across here at a table that's just a plain table that sits on a porch, it's nothing fancy. But yet, looking at it, there is an emotional response. There's a kind of sense of the shape of it and the feeling of the sensuality of the shape of it. I mean, there's a whole lot more. There's the shadows and the lightness, and there's a lot more than just that thing.
And Mark, what if it is creating you as you are creating it?
That's trippy, actually. Really? I mean, really?
Yeah?
Because
that's the experience, isn't it?
Right. I've been playing with the idea because the morning recollection also talks about that there, anattā, there is no self, right? And so I am this body. There's this body which comes from the earth, et cetera, et cetera. It's earth and air and fire and water, all those things. And it's busily doing what it does, and it's magically, amazingly, incredibly complex, and it's doing what it does and so forth and so on. And what if, I imagine, what if that's what there is? Now, there may be more than that, but for the moment, what if this ego, this I-ness that I walk around with, I just used it, there it is. What if that is just completely imaginary, actually basically non-existent, just like the experience the table has.
Yes, and what if it is simply awareness, being aware in that form that we happen to call Mark?
Yeah. Wow.
And
really,
what
that's
if,
another, yeah.
What if,
yeah.
Not to get, you know, too far out there, because a lot of Buddhists, you know, will get into big things about what is sentient. And if we just drop all of the dualism, then we would say all life is sentient. In that same way that the table, God is in the table as much as in, not creating it, not creating it, is it?
No, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. It has to be that way. Oh, I love that.
It has to be that way. Yeah. All right. Well, you've got enough projects to get you through the rest of the day, okay? You think?
Oh, I think so.
All right, good. Well, I don't have to tell you to have fun because it's clear that you already are. So enjoy. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, we're 3 minutes to the hour, and I'm not sure I could squeeze in another caller, which means that we get to read the assignment that Mark was talking about.
Oh, what is it? What is it?
Not what the eye sees, but that which makes the eye see. That is the spirit.
Say it again. Say it again. Ashwini, I thought we'd already done that one. I feel like I've given it away. Okay, read it again, would you?
Not what the eye sees, but that which makes the eye see, that is the spirit. The Upanishads.
Mm-hmm.
We often speak of the intelligence that animates or all that is in an effort to point at what cannot be grasped. We cannot know or understand what is us. In fact, we can't even talk about it. But that doesn't stop us from trying, because all the thoughts and words can only say what something is kind of like. We can focus attention on the senses and often get caught up in the unexamined beliefs and assumptions about the objects of the senses, but rarely consider how sensing happens. Today, explore that which makes, as you go about, that which makes eyes see, ears hear, bodies feel, attention, attend, and awareness, aware. Recording, listen.
Wow. Wow. What a big day. We had to take the day off from everything else.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that either, because in taking the day off from everything else, you're still observing that which makes the day be taken off.
We just can't get away from this. Thank God.
Thank God. Right. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And thank you, Ashwini. Thank you.
All right. We're a little early, but I think we gave a minute back to the day to everybody. So we'll just wish everyone well and see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Go happy.
Go happy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.